Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has a request for Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their effort to defeat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khaled al-Obeidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Carter told reporters he discussed with both men the importance of building on their success to complete the recapture of Ramadi and then continue the campaign with an important goal of retaking the city of Mosul. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Rebels and pro-government forces are accusing each other of violating a ceasefire in Yemen. However, the truce appears to be holding together for the most part. The accusations included continued ground fighting, shelling by Houthi rebels, and airstrikes by Saudi-led coalition that has been backing President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi's government. The ceasefire went into effect on Tuesday as representatives from the government and rebels began UN-sponsored peace talks in Switzerland. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the capital. Critics in Ethiopia's Oromia region say the plan would displace farmers and rob the area of its autonomy. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. The increase could boost borrowing costs for American businesses and consumers. After months of deliberations, Federal Reserve policymakers increased the key interest rate for short-term borrowing for the most creditworthy U.S. institutions by a quarter of a percentage point. Within minutes, major U.S. banks increased their prime lending rates to key business customers. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday the couple who launched a recent terrorist attack in California were planning the assault even before they met each other in person. FBI Chief James Comey said Wednesday in New York that Syed Rizwan Farouk and his future wife, Tafshin Malik, communicated via the Internet about their commitment to jihad and martyrdom. Comey says the FBI has no evidence that the two had contact with foreign terrorist organizations. He said the FBI is still investigating.
But one of the things we're trying to understand is, so where were they for 4 hours after the attack? And what else, if anything, were they planning to do? And was there anybody who helped them or assisted them or supported them in some way?
James Comey. A Baltimore, Maryland judge has declared a mistrial in the case of police officer William Porter, charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, a black suspect severely injured while riding in the back of a police van in April. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury informed Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams that it could not reach a verdict. Williams thanked the jurors and dismissed them. It's now up to the state's attorney to decide what to do next. The State Department has formally notified Congress of a $1.83 billion arms sale to Taiwan. State Department officials say the package includes two frigates, anti-tank missiles, amphibious assault vehicles, and Stinger surface-to-air missiles. The U.S. Congress has 30 days to review the sale and raise any objections. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in the coming weeks. Those remarks come after the U.N. Nuclear Agency ended its probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The United States has called on Nigerian officials to investigate violence between army troops and a Shiite sect. The fighting has reportedly left hundreds of people dead. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja said Wednesday that the Nigerian government should quickly, credibly, and transparently investigate the events. The Electoral Commission of Uganda has issued the final voters list for next year's general election. The country's electoral law demands the Electoral Commission present a copy of the voters' list to parties and candidates after the nomination process. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.